This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So there was a gentleman, and we'll call him Tom. And Tom was a neighbor having a yard sale. And there was a local minister that lived down the street who noticed that they were having a yard sale. And the local minister had just moved to town, and he brought a lawnmower. So Tom was getting rid of his old gas lawnmower. You know, the kind, well, some of you may still have it. You got to pump, right? Make sure the clutch is right. Pull and pull and pull. I have a new electric one now where you just push a button. It's quite nice. It's not as powerful, though, I will say, as a good old gas lawnmower. But the local minister bought this lawnmower, but then a couple days later, he came back to Tom, and he said, "It's not working. It won't run." Now, granted, when you buy something at a garage sale, you're kind of like taking the odds, right? But since they were neighbors, he thought, well, maybe the man can help me out. And Tom said to him, oh, it'll run all right, but you have to curse at it to get it started. And of course, the minister was a bit shocked, and he goes, "Well, sir, I haven't uttered a curse word in 30 years. And he said, "Oh, don't worry about it. Just keep pulling on the starter rope. It'll come back to you." So I like to share this story because it illustrates one very important truth, that we are all human. And it's often in the most frustrating situations in our life that our humanity, or maybe rather those less than shiny parts of our humanity, show up. I guess this is why when we hear a swear word or curse word, we know that it's a swear word or curse word, even if it's in another language, right? Because they aren't really spoken very often when everything is going well, when everything is peace and contentment. Well, I still remember the first curse word I ever learned. Now, I say learned because I'd probably heard it before, but didn't really know what it meant. But I was too young and too young to recognize the situation that the swear word was interested in. Society and culture, though, have a way of teaching us, even when we're really young, about things that are unacceptable. So somehow I knew that when I learned this curse word, and it made sense to me now, oh, that's what it means. I already kind of had a sense that it wasn't one you want to repeat. Somehow I knew it was a bad word. And then, though, somehow knowing that it was a bad word, and then choosing to use it in the right context, of course. All of a sudden, it removed a bit of my innocence. Maybe you all had an experience like that. All of a sudden, there was like this blemish on my character. In our tradition, the Episcopal tradition, we believe in and celebrate the communion of saints. Communion being community. The communion of saints meaning the entire family of God. The living and the dead, those whom we love, and even those maybe we didn't like very much. The whole communion of saints. And when we are baptized, we immediately become a part of that community. And All Saints Day, like I mentioned in the announcements, reminds us not only of the Christ-like people that we've heard of, like St. Francis, St. Paul, St. John, St. Peter, St. Mary, those who had extraordinary lives. They lived extraordinary lives in honor and glory to God. But it's also to remind us that there were regular, ordinary people like you, like me, like many of those that are here today. Ordinary people who answered the call to live into God's commandment to love in an extraordinary way. But we all know that this commandment to love is no easy commandment. Sure, it's easy to love those we like. It's easy to love those we get along with. It's easy to love those who think like we do, enjoy the same things that we do. But I doubt it was very easy for the saints either. Because loving God and loving the people around us takes it out of us. Right? Sometimes, depending on who the person is, it might take everything we have to practice that love. But it's also a commandment to practice that love in everything that we do, in our daily actions. To love God, to love ourselves, to love our neighbor. Those are the ones that Jesus adds to the first commandment. To love ourselves, to love our neighbor. Every aspect of our lives. Now, truthfully, we can never really hope to perfect this way of love. But the goal here is only that we continue to be better at it. Right? We can never really hope to perfect this way of love, but that rather we can continue to get better at it. Yes, I remember the first time I understood a word to be a swear word, a curse word that was not to be repeated, although that didn't keep me from repeating it. But I also remember the first time I saw my grade school teacher outside of the classroom. Anyone else have that experience? It was awe-shocking. It was weird. It was worldview altering. For some reason, I suppose that teachers didn't have any other life than just the classroom in which they taught. I don't know what happened after the school bell rang, but the idea that they had regular lives, regular families, regular challenges, regular hopes and regular joys, it just seemed a little bit unusual. Now, of course, as an adult, this sounds absurd. Of course they were regular people, but we still tend to do that, don't we? We still tend to put these expectations on our public leaders, on celebrities, on those we love, that there's some sort of higher standard. We don't know what happens to them in their regular day-to-day life, but we encounter the reality and the humanity. We get disappointed. My friends, the only human being that ever lived that will not disappoint us is Jesus Christ. And once we embrace that truth, it makes us all the more ready and able to love our neighbors. None of us are perfect. It's like recognizing these saints, these communion of saints like you and me, regular people, trying to. And I want to use that word. I'm reminded of Yoda. I think he says, there is no try, there is only do. But we are trying. I love to tell people, I'm a practicing Christian. If doctors get to practice medicine and lawyers get to practice law, then I should at least be able to practice being a Christian because I am, after all, human, and I will make a mistake. But again, I'm reminded that Jesus reminds us his commandment to love, this all-encompassing love, adding to it our love for our neighbors. This journey of trying to get better at, that's what I call this practicing Christian. This is a journey of trying to get better at the way of love. This commandment begins with love of self. And I'm not talking about some sort of navel-gazing, you know, self-interested prop-up. No. This is a very powerful journey, and many of you know that. And have been on this journey for a while. And this journey of love of self, it's a journey to see ourselves as God sees us. To stop seeing our imperfections, our mistakes, our shortcomings as a place of shame and guilt, but rather to see them as a reminder that we need grace. That we need God's grace. and to take all these blemishes that we might collect over our life, like our first curse word, and recognize that they do not define us. God knows we are not perfect. And we do not have to be perfect to bring God's truth and light into this world. We simply have to offer ourselves and grace. Recognizing and reminding others that the kingdom of God is right here among us, not somewhere out there. Now, these pennants hanging above us are the names of people in our lives that are now part of that communion of saints. Their fellowship, their love, their prayers, they live on in each of you, in all of us. These names of families, of family and friends and mentors. Perhaps the people represented here today are those that you hold in your heart. Perhaps they reminded you of how special you were, just being you. Perhaps they looked at you and treated you as though God looks at you and loves you. Maybe they were in your encouragers, right? That they encouraged you and supported you. Maybe they were just one of those kind of people that you knew only come along once in a lifetime. Maybe they were people that reflected to you God's love. But maybe, just maybe, some of them were incredibly difficult. Maybe, just maybe, some of them could be hurtful. But somehow, the same way, we were able to love them. And maybe somehow, in some way, we knew they loved us. And in that, reflecting God's unfaltering love for you. We don't celebrate the communion of saints as people who were perfect here on earth. In fact, only one way to be a member of the communion of saints is to be baptized. To be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I would argue to tell others about Jesus. Now, my guess is many of you would not be sitting here today on this beautiful day in Pensacola, Florida, celebrating and worshiping God, celebrating and worshiping Holy Communion, if someone in your life hadn't introduced you to Jesus Christ. Now, some of us may be here out of obligation. It's just something we do. But someone had to introduce you to being a part of this community. As I was riding over the bridge on my way in this morning, I don't know about all of you, but I woke up way too early. This is the longest day of the year. And I was riding in, and it was kind of cloudy, and the sun was shining through. And you know how it does when the sun shines through and the rays come out, you know? It's like something out of a painting, shining out over the water. And you could see it touching all around. And I was thinking to myself, God is everywhere. If I truly believe that, God is everywhere. And I said, God, what am I going to do at church? You're everywhere. People can already find you everywhere. And we're going to go, we're going to get together. And God said, because today, you get to worship with other people who understand that God is everywhere. Today, you're making an intentionality to be together with other people who understand that God is everywhere. And while we can access God every day, every turn, wherever we are outside of the church, today you get to come together with people who have chosen to be here and recognize the glory of God. And I was a little humble and I said, okay, God. Saints are those ordinary people who lived into God's commandment to love in extraordinary ways, to teach other people about the kingdom of God. And may we continue to live in that circle. May we continue to live to invite other peoples to be a part of it. We have to, for our friends, for our children, for our children's children, for our great-grandchildren, for our grandchildren's grandchildren. The world needs the love of God. Now, I don't know a lot about the stories of all the people that are represented here or the people that are in your life, but I guarantee you their stories show us how to live, show us how to endure, show us how to hold fast through loss, through sorrow, through pain. Show us how to celebrate. Show us what true joy can be. And through all of that, leading us to one true thing, and that is God. We hear in the Old Testament reading today the very first commandment that all Jewish people would have memorized. When I took Hebrew class when I was in seminary, I had to memorize it. I only remember the first part now, though, in Hebrew. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The Lord our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your might. And he continues, he says, keep these words that I am commanding you. Keep them in your heart. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign on your hand and fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And Jesus adds, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is more important than anything. Amen.